Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PainReliefRadio.com. This is your host, Catherine Merrow, the Pain Relief Coach. Today is Wednesday, July 21st, and we're going to be talking with author Elaine Lockard. She's the author of a book all about natural foot pain relief. Remember, I'm not a doctor, and Elaine's not a doctor. I'm the Pain Relief Coach. Elaine has been a chronic pain sufferer for many years, and she has researched and experimented with a number of treatments to aid her in her quest of becoming pain-free. At this time, she's pretty well on the road to her goal, and along that road, she learned an awful lot about getting rid of foot pain naturally. So we're going to be talking with Elaine in a moment, and remember, you can always get more information at simplepainrelief.com and sign up for your Simple Pain Relief newsletter. And Elaine, I want to welcome you to Pain Relief Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and thank you for having me, Catherine.
Well, thank you very much. I like your book.
Thank you.
It's concise. It's got a lot of information. Actually, it's got information about some things that I've never even heard of before.
I've actually been told that by a very well-known, a world-renowned doctor, that there were some things in here that he didn't even know.
Now, I know we're going to have a fun call today, but let's start off with your story. Tell us about your foot pain and how you got it under control.
Well, back in 1995, my husband and I went on a Caribbean cruise. And so that we didn't have to stand in line for the elevator, since it was a large cruise ship, we did a lot of stair climbing, and I was not used to climbing stairs. Because of that, the muscles in my calves of my legs got tight. I didn't really realize how tight. And one afternoon, we decided to go to a beach while we were in port. And going barefoot on the beach in the sand caused me to strain a ligament in my right foot. I ignored it. I thought it would go away on its own, didn't give it a lot of importance, and hobbled around on that foot for a couple of weeks, putting extra stress on my left foot, which then also got strained in a very similar place. So I ended up with 2 feet with ligament strains. I went to a podiatrist who turned out not to be the best one I could have chosen and received a treatment that was not proper for what injury I had, and it ended up leaving me with a chronic condition in both feet.
It weakened the ligaments. Is that what ended up happening?
Yes, it weakened the ligaments, and that's the best way to put it. It weakened the ligaments. The feet generally are weak, and they're easily strained and inflamed, so I have to just kind of monitor them and keep things in check so that I can keep going and be pain-free.
So it's about doing something for ourselves, isn't it?
Yes, you need to pay attention to your body. You do. If you've got any sort of pain, the pain is there to tell you that something isn't right, and you need to pay attention to it right then and there and take care of it, whether it's just resting or whether it's going to a doctor or whatever the situation may call for. But you really need to pay attention to your body and what it's telling you.
Pain is a message, and sometimes we do need professional assistance, but sometimes what we need to do is educate ourselves, and it's easier today than ever with the internet to find out. But then you have to sift through the information and say, does this make sense to me?
Most definitely.
Go ahead, Elaine.
Yeah, most definitely. The internet is a wonderful place to find a lot of information, but I do have to caution, because I've run across this so many times and talking with so many people. Most people do not know the body's anatomy. They don't know how things are put together or what exactly they're looking at when they research it on the web. I really strongly recommend that you do get a professional to diagnose you first of all, so that you have a really good idea of what's going on with you, and then you have a much better base to work from in your research as to what can help you through whatever alternative method you'd prefer, because you don't want to misunderstand what's going on with you. It can totally put you on the wrong track, and you can end up hurting yourself rather than helping yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you experienced, sometimes the professional also may not diagnose correctly or treat correctly. And do you know that the patients who take more control of their own care are the ones who get better quicker?
Yes, most definitely. You don't want to just rely on the professional's advice, but that should be a big part in your initial examination of the situation and deciding what you need to do. And I always advocate, too, a second opinion, especially if you don't feel quite right about what the first professional has told you. It's always good to get a second opinion.
Yeah, that's good. Listen to your intuition if you don't feel quite right about it.
Definitely.
Now, what are some of the things that can cause foot pain?
Oh, there's a multitude of things. I think in this day and age, the biggest thing is just being overworked, being on your feet too much and just tiring them out. They need rest just like every other part of your body. That's I'd say one of the biggest ones. Another would be foot pain could be caused by an injury. It could be nothing more than walking on a pebble in your shoe and bruising your foot. You could have a medical condition of some sort that has been up until that time has been misdiagnosed or undiagnosed. You could be overweight. Being overweight can add a lot of undue stress to your feet and cause foot problems. You may be wearing the wrong type of shoes for you. Shoes can be a big source of foot pain. And as I said before, stress. You'll probably hear me mention the word stress quite a bit today, because stress in all its different forms can have a major impact on your body in every way.
Hmm. Do you have a favorite foot pain therapy for yourself? What's your favorite therapy?
I actually have two that I prefer, that I get the most relief from, and that's chiropractic care and also a therapy called Body Talk.
Does your chiropractor adjust the bones in your feet, or does he only adjust the bones higher up?
No, he adjusts the feet and the ankles. With my feet being as weak as they are, as I use them, I tend to tighten my feet in a way to guard my feet from any further injury, and the tightness can cause binding in the bones or in the muscles, and both the chiropractic treatment and the Body Talk treatment can help relieve that binding and stress that's in my feet. And having that released makes my feet much more comfortable, and I'm able to go and do much, much more.
So the chiropractor does adjustments for the bones in your feet and maybe for some soft tissue release too?
Yes.
And the other therapy was called Body Talk?
Body Talk, mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us about that.
Body Talk is a therapy that, let me see how to explain this so that everybody can understand. It looks like the energies in your body, and it helps align those energies and remove blocks so that things flow better, that are communicating. One part of your body is communicating to the other part of the body correctly, because one thing can be going on in one part of the body, but the actual symptoms of the imbalance can be in another part of the body. And Body Talk was developed by a physiotherapist that has a whole bunch of other credentials to help the body, there again, communicate better, for the energy to pass from one part of the body to the other. And really, it's wonderful. It's something, if you've never tried it, you really need to, really try it. I recommend it because it can help alleviate so many different things. And it's a holistic therapy, so there is no drugs involved or anything like that. The treatment's done with your clothes on. But it's just to allow those energy systems in your body to communicate so that your body can operate as a whole and in a normal fashion. The particular gentleman that developed this was a Dr. John Veltheim. He's got physical therapy. He's also trained as a chiropractor, a philosopher. He's been a teacher, an acupuncturist. He's got quite a bit of credentials. And it's really a very fascinating system in just all that it can do.
Now, I'd like to take a break a moment and remind people where they are. You're listening to PainReliefRadio.com. This is Catherine Merrill, the Pain Relief Coach, and I'm talking with Elaine Lockhart. And Elaine, would you please tell people the name of your website and the best way that they can get in touch with you?
My personal website is ElaineLockhart.com. That's ElaineLockhart.com. They can reach me through the website either on the contact page or email me directly at Elaine@ElaineLockhart.com. Or if they'd like more information about my book, the website for the book is Ways, with an S, WaysToEaseFootPain.com.
Ways, W-A-Y-S, to Ease, E-A-S-E, footpain.com.
Right, and two is the word two, T-O, not the number two.
Ways to EaseFootPain.com, and that's also the name of your Facebook fan page, is Ways to Ease Foot Pain, correct?
Yes, it is.
Good. Well, you talk about some interesting techniques for foot pain relief in your book. Another one that you talked about, which might be similar to Body Talk, was called Body Memory Recall. What is that exactly, and how does that help?
Well, Body Memory Recall addresses the premise that whenever you experience something, that experience converts to energy in the body, and that energy comes from the sensations or the emotions or the impressions that your body has during that experience. And if you haven't fully been able to process that experience inside of your body, it can be stored. That energy can be stored. And over time, that energy may turn into an imbalance that can cause symptoms within the body.
Yeah.
So the body memory recall uses a combination of four different techniques, which are myofascial release, craniosacral therapy, visceral memory release, and unwinding, to go into these areas of the body and release that energy, thereby improving your overall balance and helping get rid of symptoms that you have.
Now, that sounds like it would be a very pleasant technique also.
It can be a rather strenuous technique. I've had the good fortune of actually working with the founder of Body Memory Recall, a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Tripodi, and he has been my recall therapist. And the sessions can be very intense. It's not something to be taken lightly because you are doing a lot of physical work at some times inside the sessions, but they can be very, very beneficial. It's helped me to release a lot of blocked energy in my body.
Mm-hmm. What about massage therapy?
Well, everybody likes a good massage. I don't know of anybody that doesn't like to maybe have their feet rubbed or to take a nice hot bath and then have their back rubbed or whatever. Massage is just wonderful. Massage just helps relax muscles and tissues. It helps with circulation. It can do so many things, and there are like over 250 different types of massage and bodywork techniques out there today, and more being developed all the time. So it's a matter of finding a particular technique that really works for you and your particular problem. And massage can be wonderful. And where all your muscles, like where the calves of my legs had gotten tight when I originally hurt my feet, having a massage therapist that really knew what they were doing to get in there and open up those tight muscles really helped take a lot of stress and pressure off my feet. It's just mm-hmm. It's just going to be wonderful as a technique.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because it can either be directed toward the uncomfortable area like your legs and calves and feet, or it could be a full body experience.
Exactly. And sometimes you need that full body experience just to relieve stress. As I said, you'll hear that word over and over again. Just relieving that stress can do a lot for you.
There you are again, talking about stress. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stress can cause pain, and pain can cause stress.
Exactly.
Now, what about fascia? Tell us what fascia is, what it does, why we care.
Fascia is what holds us together. A lot of us think our skin holds us together, but that's just the outer covering. The fascia is the connective tissue, and it's one whole organ. You have to envision this. It's one whole piece. And this fascia covers and connects every part of your body to another part of it. It really is what holds us together. So if you get one piece of fascia out of place, say that it's got a kink in it, it's going to pull and possibly put stress again, or pulling or imbalance in another area. That's why you can have a problem in one area of your body, but the symptom from it or the pain from it can be in another area of your body. Take, for instance, if your hips are out of adjustment or your low back is out of adjustment, that torquing from being out of adjustment can pull down your legs and cause pain in your feet. So you might be thinking, well, something's wrong with my feet, but actually your problem's coming from your hips.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because of the fascia and how it's all interconnected. And going through life and the different injuries and traumas and abuses we put our bodies through, it's very easy to get that fascia kinked or get imbalances in it that can cause all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I make the analogy that it's rather like plastic wrap, where if you twist one corner of the plastic wrap, it pulls the whole piece.
Yes.
But you can also smooth it out.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of these alternative techniques that I mentioned in my book do, like the body memory recall. It helps unkink and unwind that fascia so that this stored up energy can be released. The body talk, it can help through this re-energetic communication in the body to help it unkink and relax and do what it's supposed to do naturally.
The unwinding part of the therapy that you talked about, does that involve multiple therapists, or is that a self-doing process?
No, the therapist works directly with you, and it's a process that the therapist puts you through that unwinds. Let me give you an example, because it can be difficult to understand. One of the things the therapist does to release my back is that he will hold my legs in a particular position until they start jumping. You know how you've got a muscle jumping, like if you've been hammering for a long time and you've overused the muscle, it starts jumping because it gets tired.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he holds the legs in a certain position until the muscles start getting tired and they start jumping. And through that jumping motion, this is releasing energy. And he actually encourages that until you can get much more jumping, and maybe you're even moving around more so in your body. You can actually go through like a whipping motion at times if you're willing to really let your body go. And it can really unwind, and quite an incredible experience. And afterwards, you might be tired, but you certainly feel a lot more relaxed, and the energy moves a lot better.
Yes, and a lot of the stress has been released.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I heard a rheumatologist. A rheumatologist is a medical doctor who specializes in arthritis and rheumatology, saying that even if people with foot pain lost 10 pounds, that could make a huge difference in their foot pain. They don't even have to get down to normal weight, just losing 10 pounds. What happens to your feet when you gain weight?
Well, people think if you put on 10, 15, 20 pounds, that that's how much extra weight that your feet handle. That's not so. The research and the doctors say that any additional weight you place has an exponential or a much greater pounds per square inch impact on your feet. So 10 pounds could be 20, 25 pounds per square inch extra on your feet. And then you compound that with walking, and especially if you're a runner, you really compound it with running because of the gravity and high impact of it. And if you don't really get why that happens or how it can really affect your feet, just go out to the grocery store and lift a couple of really heavy bags, grocery bags, and feel the extra pressure on your feet. I have to be very careful sometimes lifting something very, very heavy, especially if I'm going to be carrying it for a ways, because that can put a lot of extra strain on my feet, and don't want to do anything to restrain them.
Restrain. I never quite heard that word that way before. That's interesting. Not just restrain to keep something from happening, but you don't want to restrain them again.
Correct. You don't want to put that undue stress again on your feet.
Elaine, will you please tell us again how people can contact you and find out about your book?
They can contact me through my website, elainelocker.com. They can contact me directly by email at elaine@elainelocker.com. Or they can go directly to the website for the book, which is waystoeasefootpain.com.
Waystoease, E-A-S-E, footpain.com. And spell your last name for us. Spell both.
L-O-C-K-A-R-D.
Okay. It's Elaine, L-O-C-K-A-R-D.com.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about shoes, Elaine?
Shoes are very important. We need to have the protection of shoes on our feet, but our feet also need to be protected from shoes. There's so many designer shoes out there nowadays that shoes aren't necessarily made with the proper dimensions that are best for our feet. Plus, since we like designer shoes, we like to have style to them too. So you really need to be aware of the type of shoe, the support in the shoe, whether it's got high heels or not. There's just a lot of different things that you need to be aware of when purchasing a shoe so that it doesn't hurt your feet.
I talked with a doctor who said he had to stop wearing Italian-made shoes because obviously they were cut from a last which was different from his foot. And even though he liked the style, he finally discovered that he just couldn't wear them comfortably as the day went on.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the best way to get a good fit?
Well, first of all, buy your shoes late in the day. Your feet swell during the day, and you want to make sure that the shoes aren't too small. You want to be able to accommodate your feet all day long. You don't want your toes up against the end of the shoes because that'll cause problems with your toes. You want to allow about a 3/8 of an inch gap between your longest toe and the end of the shoe. You also want to get shoes that aren't high heels. I know people don't want to hear that, especially ladies, but high heels are not the best thing. If you do get high heels, get wide heels so you have a better base of balance and support rather than the spike heels. And try not to have them over a couple of inches tall. You want to get shoes that have comfort in them in terms of cushioning inside of them, not only to support your arches, but also to keep your feet from sliding around.
Mm-hmm.
And also you want to have shoes that do feel good on your feet, because if you're a type of person that's on their feet a lot, then you've got to have that extra, maybe a little sponge to it, a little give, something that's going to cradle your feet and feel comfortable.
You know, when I wear athletic type shoes a lot,
mm-hmm.
Running or walking shoes, and they were long enough on the toes, I didn't have any pressure there, but gee, after a while, they were really pinching my baby toes.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure it out until I got a slightly bigger pair of shoes and discovered they were too short. But that's where I was feeling the shortness,
mm-hmm.
was on the outside of my foot. So now I just buy a bigger shoe, and the walking is not an issue again.
Yeah, I've been told by a couple of owners of athletic shoe companies that specialize in running shoes that quite often athletic shoes need to be purchased a half to a whole size larger.
Okay, that makes sense, because I interviewed a man who manages an athletic shoe store, and he said, get an inch of space extra at the end. So that might be why for that.
And it also depends on what you're going to be using the shoe for.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be doing running and stuff, then you need that extra give so your foot can move around and not be hitting up the end of the shoe. If you're going to be walking, maybe you don't need an inch. If you're not going to be doing either, you just need some comfortable shoes, then you may need the extra size just because athletic shoes sometimes run small. But there again, just be aware of what you're using them for, and that'll help dictate to you how you should size them when you purchase
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said that feet might need more exercise than just walking. What would that be?
Well, just like any other part of your body, if you're doing something all the time, it really doesn't allow that portion of the body to develop. So for your feet, if you're on them walking all the time and you're in improper shoes and things of that sort, they need a chance to rest, they need a chance to relax, they need a chance to stretch, and they need other exercises other than typical walking to use all the different muscles in them and to help unbind all the tightness and stuff that comes up with using them every day in your typical walking.
Mm-hmm. I want to tell everyone that they've been listening to painreliefradio.com. I'm Catherine Merrow, the pain relief coach. I'm not a doctor. And I've been interviewing today and talking with Elaine Lockhart. You can find her at Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Lockhart, L-O-C-K-A-R-D, correct, Elaine?
I believe that was E-L-A-I-N-E, L-O-C-K-A-R-D. I didn't hear
whatever
that.
I said, that's what I meant. .com. And I want to really thank you for talking with us today. Foot pain is a big problem for a lot of people. It keeps them from doing things and enjoying the life that they should be enjoying. And I really like your book. You've given them a lot of great information in it.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yes, because you've been there. And
yes.
That's how we learn. We learn and then we share what we learn.
Exactly.
And I'll also remind listeners that for more information about getting rid of various types of pain naturally, that's what we're all about, is getting rid of it naturally, you can go to simplepainrelief.com. Today is Wednesday, July 21st. Elaine, thank you for being with us.
Thank
I want everybody to remember and take good care of yourselves, because you deserve to feel better.
Still there?
Yeah, we're still here. Wait one moment.